Welcome to Richmond Park and North Kingston. With just 45 votes separating the Conservatives and Liberal Democrats last time, this is one of the UK's most marginal seats. No wonder the candidates are up early to catch the voters.
Look, I've just been outside a school gate this morning handing out leaflets, and I was both amazed and delighted that the first three conversations I had were about either plastic pollution, climate change, or the environment. I love the fact that this is an issue that people are talking about in the run-up to the election.
Zach Goldsmith, environmental campaigner and Conservative winner at the last two general elections. But in 2016, he briefly lost the seat to the Lib Dem's Sarah Olney when he resigned from the Conservatives to fight a by-election in protest over government plans to expand Heathrow Airport.
Hello, hi, my name's Sarah Olney. I'm the Liberal Democrat candidate in the general election. I just wondered if you thought about how you might be voting.
We've got a lot of local issues here, sort of traffic and with development. These are the things that are really coming up on the doorstep. Obviously, the big national talking point is Brexit, and also people are still continue to be concerned about Heathrow expansion.
And it's Heathrow which provoked the biggest row of the campaign to date, when the Lib Dem Sarah Olney accused her rival Zach Goldsmith, who's now a government minister, of abandoning his opposition to airport expansion.
What I have said is that, you know, he left the Conservative Party because he couldn't be in a party that supported expansion. But then not only did he rejoin it again a few months later, he's also now serving in the government of that party. So that is specifically what I was saying when I think U-turn is the phrase that he was calling me out. And when I say U-turn, that's what I mean.
I know the Lib Dems have said that I've changed my mind on Heathrow. I categorically haven't. And that's why, by the way, a lot of non-conservative anti-Heathrow campaigners have been outraged by the Lib Dem literature.
So are you...
To my defence.
Among the most outraged, Baroness Jenny Jones, a former leader of the Green Party on the London Assembly, who tweeted that it was unacceptable to lie about Mr Goldsmith's opposition to Heathrow. Doubly embarrassing for the Lib Dems, as the Greens have stood down in their favour here as part of an anti-Brexit pact between the two parties. It's an accusation that Sarah Olney denies.
I haven't told any lies about him.
So, would Zach Goldsmith resign again if Heathrow expansion went ahead?
I don't think it makes sense to keep on resigning over the same issue. I am a Conservative. I think I'm doing really good work in the Conservative Party, particularly on the environment. I will continue to make the case against Heathrow expansion. I would never vote for Heathrow expansion in any guise at all, and I hope and believe that I'll win the arguments.
There are, of course, other choices on the ballot paper. The Labour Party came third here last time.
Hi, my name's Sandra Keane and I'm the Labour Party's parliamentary candidate for Richmond Park.
I think people would say quite charitably that you've got a mountain to climb in this constituency. How are you going about it?
Well, I love a challenge and I'm full of optimism. You know, we're offering the most optimistic manifesto of our lifetime, so I can't be anything but optimistic.
Labour are promising to spend huge sums on priorities like housing, education, health and social care. The trouble for them is that at this election, so are the other parties.
It's very true. Everybody is making lots of promises. What I would say is tales speak for themselves. We could just look at the last 10 years where the Conservatives and the Lib Dems have been complicit in austerity, in cuts, all of these services, all the services that we all value and we need to promote a happy, healthy life have all been cut drastically.
But talk to voters, and it's not the C word for cutbacks or the A word austerity that's uppermost in their thoughts. It's the B word.
Well, you know, we were in a big mess because of the Brexit things, but what can I say? I don't know exactly. Hopefully they will sort it out somehow.
We've been threatening to come out of Brexit for a few years now, so I'd like that to go through because a lot of people are geared up for it now.
I would like to see Brexit overturned, but we'll see whether that transpires.
71% of voters in this constituency were for Remain in the 2016 referendum. Some of those could be tempted to vote for the Lib Dems, who want to scrap Brexit. Zach Goldsmith claims that that could lead to chaos.
We know that if the Conservatives fail to secure a majority, there will be an opposition coalition put together, led by the Labour Party. The leader of the Labour Party is Jeremy Corbyn, and that will include the Liberal Democrats. So I don't think there's any plausible or reasonable doubt about that. So whatever is said now we are going to end up with a messy Labour, Lib Dem, probably SNP coalition if the Conservatives don't secure a majority.
In the event of another hung parliament, Sarah Olney insists that she would support neither Jeremy Corbyn nor Boris Johnson to lead a government.
Ugh, I mean, we have such a poor choice right now between our PM and our leader of the opposition. And the reason that I am here, the reason that I am doing this, the reason that I am putting in the hours is because I feel like everybody deserves a better choice than between Labour and the Conservatives.
And there are other choices for voters who share a distaste for the main parties. We're in a cafe in North Kingston to meet independent candidate Caroline Sharp. She's a local campaigner, standing to oppose what she says are plans to overdevelop parts of North Kingston and Richmond Park.
What I haven't seen is any evidence that the effect of this growth can be contained in terms of the environmental impact, impact on biodiversity, impact on pollution, impact on congestion, impact on crime.
It is possible in a campaign like this that's so close that you might affect the result if a few hundred people come and vote for you. Do you mind at all about that?
Anybody who votes for me, I believe, would not have voted for any of the other candidates and will be voting because they have significant concerns about what's about to happen to this area and understand the importance of stopping the plans.
Another independent candidate, John Usher, will also have his name on the ballot paper in an election which some say could be too close to call. This is John Beasley for Radio Jackie News in Richmond Park and North Kingston.